May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Like iced jewels strung in a sable sky, stars glitter all the more brightly on a dark night with a mere sliver of a moon. Hang on there, Tom, not yet. Not yet. Oh, there we go. Never mind. That was meant to come in just a moment, but let me start again. Like ice jewels strung in a sable sky, stars glitter all the more brightly on a dark night than with a mere sliver of a moon. A few evenings ago, my friend and I stumbled our way to the top of Tolsford Hill, don't know if you know it, to watch the Geminids meteor shower that falls at this time of year. And we stood, noses upturned to the night sky, and mouths open agog, in silent awes, as the shooting stars trace their magical mark, dropping from the dome of the heavens above us like lightning. And yet, not like lightning at all. Lightning obliterates the dark for a few seconds of fearful awe, while you wait for that rumble of unimaginable destructive power. But comets carve a more kindly cavern in the dark, even while leaving it intact, much as candles do. So now, just look at this. Thank you, Malcolm. Notice how the fuzzy edges of the interplay between the candlelight and the surrounding dark creates a beauty wholly absent from the flattening glare of brighter light. Faith often settles here on the edges after its first bright blaze. Its fuzzy edges making certainty difficult, yet giving enough light to live by, and allowing our gaze to better behold its beauty as it carves a cavern in the drab darkness of doubt and even in the more troubling night of suffering and evil, if we will only take time to look. For we are surrounded, are we not, by such deep darkness. In our wider world, we think of myriads enmeshed in the terror, grief, and hate of violence, misrule, and self-obsession. And nearer home, we all know those whose darkness seems all the deeper as the light of Christmas approaches. Their grief and pain made more menacing for the mirth-making around them. And yet the coming of the Christ child will always carve a kindly light, even in our most dread darkness, as our song readings testified. Indeed, only those who dwell in darkness really see it, that light. So gently glows that gleam. Angels are only glimpsed by those who sit under a night sky. And what of our own darkness? The bits within us that wriggle and writhe or rear up from time to troubling time, that we attempt to deaden with food and drink and media, entertainment, company, activity and noise. Christ approaches us not with a searchlight to catch us out. He comes with a kindly candle to carve a cavern of beauty for us to find rest in, and in which we can take the time to begin to adjust our sight for the seeing once again of things forgotten, often since childhood, that are the solace our soul so desperately needs. Let us reach out and receive him.